Hello.
What up, y'all? We back. I'm Jay Flix.
Yo, 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 it's Jay on the mic.
It's your boy, Jay Verified.
You are listening to Clear Sound Podcast. So, how was y'all Thanksgiving?
Pretty much. Mine was all right. Mine was good. Ate a lot of food. I really only had like two plates, to be honest, but I felt big after one plate.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, like three plates.
Yeah. I know you were saying something. Did you eat?
Nah, I didn't eat much. I ate some mac and cheese, but not too much. I wasn't planning on eating too much. As a matter of fact, my Thanksgiving was actually weak. I woke up at like 5 o'clock. I ain't had nobody was in the house. And,
oh, nah.
Yeah, all the food.
Where was everybody at then?
I don't know. It was at everybody else's house. It was kind of trash, so it was all right.
Yeah, somebody would have had to see me if there ain't no food in there.
Man, well, I'll tell you, I want to talk about like how it is. If everybody don't know, the viewers watching, I work in a grocery store. So I want to talk about how it is working in a grocery store around that time. It's kind of funny, and I got a little story too, probably quite a few, but I'll shorten it up. Well, it's a little hectic, first of all. Around that time, the lines are like through the aisles, especially the bacon aisle. The bacon aisle, that's where everybody is. But there was this lady, and she was like looking for like the cornmeal or whatever. And it was the cornmeal. She was looking for the cornmeal, and there was four more left. It was four more cornmeals left, and she asked me where they was, because they was all the way in the back. So I just told her I'd go ahead and grab it. I went and grabbed it. When I went and grabbed it, I came back. There's another lady behind her, and she's like, "Where y'all cornmeal at?" And she see I have cornmeal in my hand, so she tried to grab the cornmeal out of my hand that I grabbed for the other lady. And the other lady, she's like, this is my cornmeal. She like, this is my cornmeal. You got to go get your own. He going to go grab you another one. But mind you, I think she was acting like that probably because I told her it was only four more left. But, yeah, people are aggressive. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Them work experiences be something. I remember being at work when I used to work at the car wash, and the customers used to get to it, and it'd be like it's two lines: the Auto Sentry, the membership line. That's other than the cashier line. So if they take it too long, it reminds you it's like 30 some cars. So if they, one of them, they feel like they take it too long, they'll hunk at each other and start cussing each other out. So I'm helping the customer, and I'm looking across, and I'm watching them flipping each other off and cursing, and man.
Did you go to work on Thanksgiving at your new job?
No. Actually, I never worked at, I never worked on Thanksgiving before.
Did you?
Oh, no, I ain't go. I was supposed to, though. I was, like, we was closing at, like, 2. Mind you, I work at McDonald's. I wasn't going to go because I'm like, who's about to pull up to fast food for Thanksgiving? It's crazy because it's like, you know, you're supposed to be cooking on that day. So, you know, I was supposed to, but I ain't go.
Some people really don't celebrate Thanksgiving, though, too. Some people, I know some people that stayed in the house all day by themselves in the dark. It's kind of crazy.
That's how my Thanksgiving was. Yeah, played the game.
It's kind of crazy, man. It's nice. Crazy.
I mean, the other Thanksgivings, I remember playing my game. I get my plate to sit on the side, this little table I have, and getting there playing my game. And they'll call me like, Jermaine. I'm like, huh? Yeah. Like, what? Like, I'd be mad because I'm playing my game and you calling my name. Like, everybody wants Jermaine.
You know, as a matter of fact, I don't mean to cut none of y'all off. Y'all should say something. But I just thought about something with Thanksgiving, right? And even though this one, you know, wasn't too good, I never really liked the other Thanksgivings because we would always be at somebody's house that I did not really know. And so I would just be sitting there awkward and people coming up to me, I used to know you. You're like, I see you. So it's like, I'm sitting there thinking in my head, like, yeah, this wasn't the best one, but it's better than like them awkward situations when you just got random people you never seen before just coming up to you.
Especially then your mom be like, oh, this your cousin. What? Who is he? I ain't seen him a day in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's usually how it is at certain stores. Like, grandmother, she worked at a grocery store for all my life before I even I was even born, same year, but in February. But she had friends and people that didn't work there, and they'd be like, oh, you remember me? Yeah, I used to hold you in one hand. I was like, oh, yeah. That's crazy. I don't know you. I used to kind of throw me off, because then they're like, oh, this is my nephew right here. I'm like, what? Like, I don't know about that one, but all right. Yeah, it's crazy though. Like, some people just I don't know, they kind of approach you wrong, you know, in those situations. So
there's certain people, and I don't know who gonna be watching this in my family, but there are certain people and my family that, like, they don't actually go to one spot for Thanksgiving, but they go to, like, different houses and grab a plate. You be like, man, I ain't seen you in 3 years. What you coming to grab a plate for?
I had an experience like that, but it was a really rude experience when I was at my dad's house. And that was actually, like, the last Thanksgiving before this one. And so I was there, and these people pulled up. They pulled up, grabbed a plate, instantly left. Everybody looking at them crazy, like, you ain't even come in and greet nobody. You just came in, went to the kitchen, whipped you up a plate, and then left. I'm like, that's like real rude, because it's like, you know what I mean? You don't just come up to somebody's house, make some food, and then leave. Don't say nothing to nobody. They barely, and it was crazy because they wasn't even family. They was like friends of family. And so, like, they coming in like that, it was kind of crazy to me. So I ain't gonna lie, you know, those experiences as well will really mess up the vibe of Thanksgiving. And so, I try to avoid stuff like that a lot.
Yeah. But overall, pretty much, you know, my Thanksgiving was good. Hopefully the viewers had a good Thanksgiving as well. We just wanted to talk about Thanksgiving since that was, you know, the recent holiday that came around. We think that it's good to get a little personal, too, with the podcast as well. So we definitely just wanted to talk about that before we started in. Got into it. I do got something here. I feel like I always say that, but I got a segment here. It's basically just riddles here. So the way that this works is I'm going to read off some riddles. And in these riddles, y'all going to have to figure out the answer to them. And if the audience is watching this live, and y'all can go ahead in a live chat, and y'all can comment the answer as well too. Some of these are easy, some of these y'all probably heard before. But the first one is, you gotta listen real closely to what I'm saying too. So the first one is, what is more useful when it's broken? If you got the answer in the live chat, comment it down below. Say, what is more useful when it's broken? I'll give you about 10 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I wouldn't even be able to get that, nah.
What is more useful when it's broken? An egg?
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, I see you.
Yeah. Nice. I have to, nice. Yeah. I'm hungry right now.
I wouldn't even thought of that.
Okay. So the next one is, what goes up but never comes down? This is easy.
We always your age.
Okay, yeah. The age. Okay. I woke up in the middle of the night and went to bed. Where did I sleep?
Woke up in the middle of the night. Went to bed.
Where did I sleep?
You woke up. You're not asleep.
What'd you say?
Your room.
Nah.
You woke up. You're not asleep. You woke up in the middle of the night.
I woke up in the middle of the night and, then and went to bed.
So
where did I sleep?
So you went to bed, meaning you in the bed. You went to bed, right?
I went to bed.
What?
So you went to bed, like going to sleep, went to bed, or you just went to
But where
bed?
Did I sleep? I went to bed. Room.
Like, where else would you be sleeping?
You said what?
On the couch.
A lot of people said that answer, but that's wrong.
Okay, what is
he it? He woke up in the middle of the night. He or she woke up in the middle of the night and went to bed.
So they was already asleep.
Right.
They woke up in the middle of the night. That's where they slept.
Where the hell were they?
Okay. In the middle of the night.
They slept in the middle of the night.
They slept in the middle of the night.
That's not even what you really get.
Yeah, whoever did that was bogus.
I woke up. Oh, okay.
Woke up in the middle.
It's like a wordplay.
Right? Yeah, it's wordplay, right.
In the middle of the night. That don't make sense, though.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It don't make sense. Because, like, you woke up in the middle of the night. That's like a time, not a place.
Well, see, they didn't even have to say they woke up in the middle of the night. Because it said, I woke up in the middle of the night and went to bed. Why not just say, I went to bed. Where did I sleep?
Right.
So it's wordplay.
Cause then
you woke.
Well, then at that point, you slept in bed.
You slept in bed, yeah. The next one is, all right. These next three are about hands. Okay, so this one is: what can you hold in your right hand, but never in your left hand? That sudden laugh, like, what was that?
I caught it. Right when he laughed, I caught it.
What? You can hold in your... Okay, what can you hold in your...
Hey, that was funny. I didn't even have to say it.
What can you hold in your right hand, but never in your...
What, bro?
Dog. I'm crying, dude.
Oh, what?
What?
Dog. Oh, dog. This
what can you hold in your right hand? You can't hold your left.
Yeah, think about it.
Your palm? Your palm? Oh, no. I don't know what.
Okay, y'all want the answer?
Well, you know, wait, say it again.
The answer probably ain't even what y'all thinking, man. The answer is... The answer is your left hand.
Wait, what?
What can you hold? Okay, the question was, what can you hold in your right hand, but never in your left hand? You can't hold your left hand because it's your left hand.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, man. That makes
sense. You ain't get it. You ain't catch it.
I caught it, but you know.
Okay. That was crazy.
Okay, right. So.
Okay.
All right.
That would have been hilarious if you actually said it.
Okay, so what? Okay, all right. What has hands but cannot clap?
Clock.
Hmm.
A clock.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh, he got it.
He's good, bro. You okay?
Oh, that's what's up, bro.
Yeah. Hey, that's crazy. If this was a game, man, you'd be losing.
Yeah, I'm hating a little bit.
I was hating when you got that other joke. Well, I mean, riddle, whatever it was.
So this last one is, what kind of tree can you carry in your hand?
What kind of
a palm tree?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You said that earlier, though. You said something about a palm earlier. Oh, about the
but it didn't make sense because
it just holding your right hand. You can't even hold your palm in your right hand.
Yeah, it just makes sense. I was just thinking. I was overthinking because the last riddle with the middle of the night.
Faster,
Yeah. Nope, but that was all I had for that one. Let us know what y'all think about that segment there. We'll probably go ahead and continue. And let us know what y'all think about the Are You Petty one as well. I got a lot of feedback on that, but we might go ahead and do that again. Just want to really just work with you guys, with the audience, about what we're doing. So, yeah. You said you had a question to ask me.
So it's really for, all of us. So let's say, you had a long day at work, right? Mm-hmm. You come home and you see your significant other cry. You ask what's wrong and they say, my ex just died. What's your response?
I'm sorry. I just blanked out. Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Come home from a long day at work. You see your significant other crying. You ask what's wrong, and she say, "My ex just died." What is your response?
She come home and just telling me.
You came home to see her crying.
Okay.
And then you ask what's wrong, and she like, "My ex just died."
What's my response? Okay, so to be real, my response would be, I don't think I would really actually have a response, but what I would do is, in the back of my head, of course, I'm gonna be like, okay, you with me, so like, but that's what it'd be in the back of my head. But at in that moment, at the same time, I'm gonna see what's up, because it's still your significant other.
Kudos to you.
Yeah, it's still your
Kudos to you, boy.
I'm a comforter because listen, if you you break up with somebody, you not for everybody, but if you break up with somebody, I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but you can't. I mean, okay, let me take it back. If I break up with somebody, I'm not about to be like, okay, she died, I don't care, you know, like, because we broke up. They might not have broken up on bad terms. They probably just ended it and you know, been cordial, but just went their separate ways. But the other person doesn't deserve to lose their life. So if they lose their life, they can still affect the person.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I do want to hear what Aaron got to say, because so what you got?
Y'all sound crazy.
So to ask your question again,
just because somebody, that doesn't have to mean that they have some type of feeling still, because they can still, if somebody,
it's a human that they loved before,
breaking down crying,
it's a human they loved before. No,
they your ex for a reason, number one,
right?
If you sitting there breaking down crying over this person, there's no way you don't got feelings for them still.
But
it's no way. Like,
it depends on how they reacting to it. Like, if you like really like,
you come home, they cry broken down. You come home to this and you just over their ex? That's outrageous. I would say, yeah, I feel your pain, but you gotta go. You got to go. I can't.
You would tell them they gotta go.
I couldn't. Me personally. That's just me personally, because it's like, bro, this is your ex we talking about. If it's your brother or something, then of course I'm like, oh, I'm sorry about it. It's your ex, bro.
So you wouldn't comfort them at all, though?
No.
You'd be like, you gotta go.
No, you gotta go. I'll pat them on the back. Tell them it's gonna be all right.
Not the church hugs.
I tell them it'll be all right. You get over it, but I'm not. Nah. You crying over this, bro, that's kind of crazy, man. Yeah, like, losing a life is crazy. It's tragic.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? But, like, it's your ex.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like what you're saying is it. That's what it'd be in the back of my head. I'm not gonna display that to them, cause they already hurt, bro.
I mean, at the moment, I'll probably bring it up later and question it.
Then they gonna get mad at you.
Well, no, the question I ask is, if this was me, is this how you would feel? Would you be crying, like breaking down or whatever?
I would never cry over it.
No, I'm saying, though.
I call them past associations. I would never cry over any of my past associations. Ever. Not one of them. No matter how long we was together, I would not cry over them.
If they died?
I would I'd be like, oh, that's tragic. That's sad. But I'm not going to break down crying.
You just saying that?
No, I'm being so real right now. I wouldn't break down crying over that. Like, that's just, you know what I mean? I don't even cry over stuff that most people should cry over. So it's like, that there, and then you see your girl just sitting there breaking down. It's like, nah, bro. And then another thing is everything, you know, in every situation, everybody got feelings. So for me to see that, I have a feeling towards that. That makes me feel some kind of way. You feel what I'm saying?
Of course, yeah.
So I know she feels some kind of way, but this is about a whole nother man she feeling a kind of way about. I'm feeling kind of way about her, feeling a kind of way about some other dude. You feel what I'm saying? She don't really care about that, because she too concerned about the other dude. So it's like, no, I'm not about to come for you for some other dude. That's not. I just can't do it. Most people be like, oh, that's insecurity, but you know, whatever, whatever. That's what they like to throw on it, but personally, nah.
I think pretty much any guy would think that. That, I mean, in the back of my head, that's what I think. But I don't know. I don't know how, like, I would. I don't know what I would do in that situation, but I feel like that thought just to be in the back of my head, and that's like a question I either.
Would you still be with them?
After that?
Yeah. Would you try to work it out?
Yeah, I try to work it out.
What would be your approach in asking them? Like,
asking them, like, why they feeling that way?
Yeah, like, bringing that up.
Well, I mean, the question of why they feeling that way, it's not even questionable, but I would ask them, like, okay, so I would just ask them what I would ask myself. Is this person going to do the same thing? If roles was reversed and I'm the one that died or whatever, would you be crying to your mans like how you just cried to me? That's what I would think.
Not even that. If you was crying over an ex.
I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. If you was crying over an ex of yours, how would she feel about that?
What would necessarily make you cry over your ex?
As they died. It's somebody you loved before. Unless you just really bro, just like.
Bro. If you never. I'm trying to tell you. Exes are exes for a reason.
But that don't mean you don't love them no more.
Yeah, but.
Sometimes it just don't work out.
Sometimes it ain't always love. Sometimes it's just you really like this person at some point. But love don't end. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's how I feel. I feel like if it's love in that relationship, like genuine love, we ain't talking about just, oh, I love you for this moment. I love what you make me feel like. I'm talking about genuine love. Like, I love you through whatever we go through type of love.
So let me ask you this. Together. Let me ask you this, then. So if you said that, you said love never goes away. Mm-hmm. Then you go and say, well, okay, I think the question is the person wrong for crying over somebody that died?
No, they not wrong for having feelings. Okay. But for you to just straight up, yeah, I'm crying because my ex died, straight to my face as your man, no. I feel like that's a certain level of disrespect that I'm not going to take.
Well,
like,
first, I mean.
That's just that, bro. I'm sorry.
Well, all right. Well, first, let me tell you something. Okay. I don't think love is what keeps a relationship together.
What keeps a relationship?
Like, okay, convince us. Because he got some of his sleeve. I'm willing to hear.
Okay,
I want to hear it.
Love don't. You can really love each other, and it's a difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody. That's a big difference.
Well, you know, of course, you know what we mean when we say, when I say genuine love, I mean like you in love with this person.
You're in love with, but that can you can lose that too. If you're in love with you, I've been in love, bro.
I'm sorry. You can't say you've been in love. You ain't, like, bro. Let me tell you this. Okay, I got a question there, right? You say that, okay, let's say you still love your ex, right? Or you've been in love before. Now, I tell you what. That means for every person that you've been with and you told them you love them, you meant it every single time? Or did you mean it for that moment?
I mean, lately, how I've been, I'm not gonna tell you I love you if I don't.
Yeah, I'm not.
Right. And that's after you realize that the people that you did tell, you didn't really love them. So you was just telling them you love them and you felt like it.
I felt like it, yeah. But I would never actually tell somebody that if I actually don't at least feel like it.
You can have love for somebody though. Let's not get that. You can have love. Like you can be like, yeah, I genuinely care about you and I have love for you. But that don't mean you in love with this person or you genuinely like love them through whatever happens. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like when you love somebody genuinely, through all the little bumps and skews in a relationship, you're going to still try to work things out. That's what I
feel. So let me ask you this then. Earlier, you said if they feeling that way, you're leaving. Mm-hmm. But you love this person.
Yeah.
So for them,
but that's a breaker, bro. I'm sorry, that's a breaker. You could, hey, listen, I could love you to the ends of earth, but ain't nothing. That's like what?
No, what's up? My phone had fell.
Yeah, I could love you to the ends of earth. And you know what? Okay, then let me rephrase this. So I don't want to contradict myself.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say it like this, right? You can love somebody, it can be genuine love, but can also be things that can break. And I'm gonna tell you those like
they can break love.
Okay, let me tell you this. If you walked in on your partner,
mm-hmm.
This is about to be a wild question, so be ready for it. Hey, anybody watching, I'm sorry. You walked in on your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they just sleeping with your brother. You love this person. You telling me you stand because you love him?
No.
Right. Okay, no. So basically with that, right, I could genuinely love this person, but some things are just deal breakers. Because why would you even do that? You know what I mean?
That's true.
Why would you do this?
But I will tell you this, too. We had this conversation, and I think this is going to be good for the podcast. Me and you had this conversation about you never know what you would do in a situation unless you put into it.
Mm. Right.
So I say that to say.
But I know me, so I know what I do.
And that's what you said the last time.
Right.
You know you, so you know what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine, J-Flix.
Yeah.
Let me ask you. So, if I told you, if somebody robbed you right now, what would you do? And you say, I'll punch him in the face.
That is a horrible.
I'm just making it, you know. You say, I'm going to punch him in the face, you do whatever. Do you think that you would actually act on that based off just because you told me that? Or okay. You just don't
That's
know
a
what you.
Horrible analogy.
Okay,
bro.
If I'm not
okay,
about
get, hold on. Give a better one then for him. So,
okay. So, I'm gonna give a like a realistic, because imagine just, oh, I'm getting robbed and punched. You don't even know what this person got.
That.
So let's say, and I'm gonna give a real deep one. Some people probably experienced. If you've had a moment in time, let's say you got a stepdad, and you hear your stepdad basically hitting on your mom, you know who you are, and you say, I will go down there and get myself involved. Would you act on that? Because you know. You, right?
Yeah.
So you would act on it.
Yeah.
And you can say that with confidence.
Yeah.
So you would know what you would do in the situation but before it happens.
I mean exactly. You know. I know, like, if that happened, I know for sure. I'm gonna get involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
But who's to say what I'm gonna do when I'm involved? Is what
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay, so if somebody specifically said I'm gonna uppercut them and drop kick them, that's kind of crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
You're trying to depict, like, the specific action. We talking about, like, in terms of what, like, not exactly what you would do in that heat of moment, but, like, what would be your reaction, or what would be the, like, the goal in that situation. So it's like, what would I do if I heard this going on? Would I intervene? Right. Would I not intervene?
I heard some people say this before, and excuse me if I'm lying, but I feel like I heard this before. Somebody, like, different people trying to get in the ring with Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. They get in the ring. And then it just be like,
oh, come on, man.
But come on. What I'm saying is they sure. plan to do something.
I'm pretty sure Mike Tyson, the people that fought Mike Tyson, they probably felt like, oh, I'm a professional boxer. Mike Tyson ain't all that good. I'm going to get in the ring and I'm going to beat him. Some people has actually done it, number one. And number two, you can't try to plan out a fight.
So that's how could you plan out an action? Do.
You can, okay.
In like a heated moment?
A fight, bro, you don't know what can happen, bro. You can get slipped that's with a punch, anything. Yeah. You can say what you gonna do, but you don't know what can happen as a result. I'm not saying I know what's gonna happen as a result. I'm telling you what I would do in the situation. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying like, oh yeah, this is what's gonna happen and this is how it's gonna end. No, I'm just saying this is what I'm gonna do. I don't know how it's gonna end though. So it's like, if I say, oh, I'm going to get in the ring with Mike Tyson and I'm not going to want to get punched, I'm going to just want the money, so I'm going to drop the minute he punched me. I can do that. You feel what I'm saying? Because I know what I'm going to do. You feel what I'm saying? But I can't say, oh, I'm going to get in this ring, knock out Mike Tyson. That's not something you can say because you don't know that.
Right. I mean, yeah, because you can watch somebody fight and see how they fight. Oh, okay, I got all his moves down out of nowhere. He just kick you. You know what I'm saying? Like, where'd a kick come from? Like, I don't know where you're like, okay, well, I'm just about to kick this person. Just, bah, you know.
I say then, I feel like you can only plan to do something. If you were in a situation, going back to all the other things we were talking about, with a female crying over her ex, with the other situations, all of these have something to do with an effect to an action. So I would say you would only know what you would only do what you like plan to do. Because, like, if you just like you said, if you get in the ring, you don't know what they gonna do, but you can only plan to do something. But then that's where the improvising comes. Somebody drop kick you, or like you said, somebody kicked you or whatever, and you weren't expecting them to do that. You ain't never seen them kick in the videos, but they do it. And you planned on doing something, but you ain't know you was gonna get kicked. So now you gotta come up with something right up the top. But that's in a rush moment. So they don't know what they gonna do unless they put in that situation. But
that's more of a result rather than what you say you're gonna do. Like, a result is like, okay, I'm gonna do this, but then I get kicked in the face. You feel what I'm saying? That's more of like, okay, now that I got kicked in the face, I'm stunned. I don't know what I'm gonna do. But you knew what you had planned out. You were gonna act on it before you got kicked in the face. Right. So of course, if like you had something planned out and then something stops you, then you can't do it. But you still was probably gonna act on it regardless. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I get it, but at the same time, it's still not something that you could tie into somebody knowing what they would do in a situation specific.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. And Clear Sound listeners, I want to let y'all know. Well, I want to give y'all one of my quotes, which is, because of things like that, expect nothing. Okay, prepare for everything, but expect nothing specifically. My dad always raised me on, you know, proper preparation prevents poor performances. Excuse me, but like that's why I always say prepare for everything, every anything, and expect nothing specifically, or nothing specific. You know, don't just expect somebody, but don't expect nobody to punch you, but prepare for it. Or don't expect nobody to, you know, try to kick you, but prepare for it. Just in case.
I see. I get the quote.
Well, let's migrate to some other segments we had in mind. I wanted to talk about experiences with school. You know, being that, well, we're not really in school at the moment, but you know, we've had our fair share. So I'd say, I want to ask y'all, what year and what was the worst experience you've had in school? It could be beginning of the year, it could be middle of the year, bully you had, heartbreak, anything. What was the worst experience and what year was it that you had in school?
Is the question, is this like in any type of school?
Or yeah, any kind of school, you know, well, no matter what grade it was, anything.
I'd say like Alabama is my first day. I lived in Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama for a year. And I went to this school. It was like my first or second day, and this big kid was bad. I was in his way. He was bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when people upset, he was just doing that. And I was walking past. I was walking past him. It's not funny, but I was walking past him, and he see me, and he grabbed. Because I was bald. He grabbed me and he started swinging me around. So he started jacking me up, and then he was swinging me around by my arms, and I was just swinging. So after that, I walked off, started crying. I tried to run out, but the doors was locked. I just went to a playground and sat down to cry.
That sounds horrible.
I mean, for me,
that's.
I really can't even say an exact.
Or at least just give a moment in time where you felt like this is horrible. Feel like the year was just over with.
I would say probably eighth grade going into ninth. Mm-hmm. I would say those. And not for the simple fact, I know this finna take a whole turn. We just came from laughing, but from eighth grade going into ninth, as I mentioned with y'all before, and I don't know if anybody else, I'm sure there's people felt this way before, but there was a moment of time when I was going, coming from eighth, going into ninth grade. I was actually scared to go in high school, to be honest. And I feel like everybody really just really was should be mad at Disney for High School Musical. Because, yeah, it's not like that. But I will tell you, it was like, I don't know exactly why, but maybe it was because of change. Going from, you know, you've been in middle school for a little bit, going into high school. Maybe it's because of change. But I would say eighth grade, going into ninth grade. Ninth grade was really just like a trying to find myself type of situation. That's what I would say. It's really not a certain thing, but it's just based off of, you ask how I was feeling or how we was feeling in those moments. But I'll say eighth and ninth. That's what I say.
You know, I've had a lot of experiences, a lot of really bad experiences. But before I get into that part, I just want to point out this really dumb thing I did in eighth grade. Because I wanted people to feel bad for me, because my girlfriend had, my past association just had broke up with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like close to Christmas break. And, you know, Christmas break, I think, leads to New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to be in a relationship during that time. And I actually had bought her a beer. And she broke up with me because she found out I kissed this one girl. And so to get her back, I posted on my mom had just, and this was really horrible, and I'm sorry to my mom because my mom never knew this. My mom had just told me something about, you know, her neck. Something had happened with her. And I posted on my story about it. I'm like, I hope my mom get better, right? The girl responds, she slides up and she like, what happened? You okay? And she like, she said, what happened? Now, I didn't tell her what actually happened. What I told her, I said, my mom just got shot, right? So she's thinking my mom has really got shot. And I didn't think it was going to go so far. And I'm going to tell you why I didn't think it was going to go this far. So I'm like, she like, wait, how'd that happen? I said, well, she went to the store to go get us some food. And then somebody tried to take her car, and they shot her, right? And so we go back to school. A teacher walks up to me, puts her hand on my shoulder, and says, it's going to be okay. And you got, I'm telling you, as I'm walking through the halls, administrators, the lower class, they looking at me. They're like, it's going to be okay. And I'm thinking in my head, like, I hope my mom don't come up to the school. Because then they go, be looking at me crazy. Like, you just lied about your mom getting shot, right? But I used it to my advantage, which is horrible. So, like, if I had my head down because I ain't going to do no work, they'd be like, Aaron, what? You okay? I'm like, nah, you know, I'm just worried about my mom and stuff like that. And I would keep yawning to make my eyes watery, act like I was crying. It was horrible, dude. It was really horrible. But I just wanted to point that out because I feel like that was something really crazy I did. But a horrible experience I've had before in school. Something where I just felt like, you know, I felt like this was a rap for me. I was going to the school like Barton, I believe that was the name of
it. You went to Barton?
Yeah.
Ah.
And I remember my teacher was giving everybody some Checkers fries. I'm starting this off because I had a horrible teacher.
Checker fries.
Yeah. And I wanted some fries. I go up to her. I say, can I get some fries? I had this one kid in the class named Aaron Powell. I say, can I get some fries? She likes them. No, go sit down. She popped me on the fingers with this pencil. So I go sit down. And she used to pop all the kids. No, she used to pop me the most, as a matter of fact. So then I sit down. And then I'm like, I got to use it. I can't remember the lady's name. But I'm like, I got to use it. She like, you going to wait. You going to finish your work. You going to wait. I'm like, please, I got to use it so bad. She like, you going to wait. So, I peed all over the floor. I'm telling you, I just peed all over the floor, and everybody looked at me, and the girl that I liked, she just stared at me, and I just felt horrible, and I ain't want to go back to school. My mom ended up she switched my school.
The girl you liked looked at you peeing.
Yes.
She wore like, yes.
Looked
what
dead in
doing?
My eyes at that moment. I'm looking dead at her, and I'm just thinking like, yeah, I gotta
go.
I gotta go. And so my mom switched my school for me and whatnot. And that was a horrible, horrible moment in life, you know.
That was horrible. She said, I'm eating. She was looking.
Yeah. It's great. Everybody do stupid stuff in school. I remember I lied. I had cancer before. I wanted people. It's the fact that he lied about it. I wanted some attention. And my cousin said, he's like, no, he don't got cancer. He wouldn't lie about nothing like that. Like, you lying. And she looked at me. And I was like, yeah, I wouldn't. You know,
I was a strange little kid. I used to do stuff like that, too. Like, I remember my mom, I asked her for a cookie. She said no, so I banged my face on a tub to make my nose bleed.
Okay,
my mom can tell you, I banged my nose on the tub to make my nose bleed so she could give me a cookie. First of all, I could have just cried. I don't know why I did all of that, but you know, she ended up giving me the cookie. I was grateful for it.
You know, it's like, this is in school and outside of school too. Like, you can do like stupid stuff. I'm gonna pull it to, okay. So, you remember in school we'd be in the cafeteria or whatever, and really at school we would all just do something crazy. But when you do something crazy, it just seemed like everybody is looking your way, and you like,
yeah.
Did these people just see me do that?
Oh, I know exactly like, what you're talking
they
about.
They just see me do that. They ain't looked exactly at you a day in your life. They look at you when you're doing something retarded. Mm-hmm. You be like, that retarded boy right there. He's like, bro, I'm just having fun, man. Exactly. Like, leave me alone.
I remember I did that in sixth grade at Lincoln, man. I had this teacher named Mr. Nastowski. And I used to be the class clown. But this time, nobody thought it was funny. So it was real awkward for me. And one time I was making jokes, everybody was laughing, and if for some reason I stood up, ran up to the window, and I said, I'm a ninja, out loud. And everybody just stared at me like I was stupid. And so the teacher, you know, she told me to sit down, and after I sat down, I started to like really think about my life, because I said, why would I sit there and really just do that? And so I felt horrible. Everybody was laughing at me this time. They wasn't laughing with me. And yeah, after that day, I think I turned my life around. I didn't do stuff like that no more. I became real quiet and out the way.
Midlife crisis in what grade?
I was like sixth grade.
Yeah. Midlife crisis at 12.
Sixth grade was the best years.
Nah, sixth grade was horrible. I remember I got my girl stolen, dude, by this nigga. I mean, by this dude name. Oh, I forgot his name.
Dave Chappelle.
I don't know what his name. He was some dark skinned dude, though. He was tall. No homo, he had some muscles and whatnot. So, like, I'm pretty sure, you know, he was gonna take my girl anyway. But I was real beat about that. I had horrible, horrible experiences in school, man. Really, I did. It's nothing even to laugh about, for real. Because, like, I was depressed, dude.
Yeah, I had some experience, too. Like, especially me. Especially, Lord, have mercy, whatever. Me being young and looking very young and not, you know, really pulling like that, but hey, we up now. This was a great conversation. We had some real good segments, and you're listening to Clear Sound Podcast.
Wait a minute. I'm so sorry.
Close out again.
I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry. I promise you. It probably wouldn't be that important. No, but I wanted to say I just forgot what I was going to say. Man, that's crazy, man. My fault.
Y'all go follow my social medias. My name is Sean on my Facebook. It's not my real name, but I like it, so.
Yeah, we put it in the link in the description below. But make sure you like, share, and subscribe. We are looking for sponsors. So if you wanna, if you are ready to promote, then you can catch us. You can email us at clearsoundmedia4@gmail.com. That's clearsoundmedia4@g. Don't mind me. No, that's clearsoundmedia4@gmail.com. And
Yeah. Make sure y'all go ahead, leave a like, leave a comment. Let us know, get some feedback. But yeah.
Yep. Let's share and subscribe, dude. Like, you need some more subscribers. Come on now. Yeah, y'all be good.
Let's wrap this up now.
Yeah, come on.
All right, y'all.